Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Sunday edition of Housing Information You Can Trust right here on AM 760, the Inside Outside, guys. We are thrilled to be with you.
That's absolutely true. Go ahead.
What? Excuse me? Are you starting first thing? I get one sentence out, and you start with me first thing in the morning.
We're going to have fun, man.
We are.
I put coffee on. I'm thinking of stealing this Paul W. Smith mug. I didn't get one of these.
I like that classic mug I saw it out there. I got to figure out who owns that one, the one I pointed out to you yesterday.
Oh, that's got the hammer handle.
Yeah, yeah.
We'll have to see if we can find some of those.
I agree.
Yeah,
I think I might know where we can get some.
I like that.
Hey, we got a big show for you today. What's that?
What are we doing today?
We're talking housing. How specifically, is that right? Specifically?
Yeah,
housing information our listeners can trust for the next 2 hours. This is what we do every Saturday and Sunday morning, and then 24/7 at theinsideoutsideguys.com. Whether it is whether you're building a whole new house or you just need some advice, we are here for you live for the next 3 hours, and then on theinsideoutsideguys.com for any and all of your housing needs, which, by the way, averages well over 300 unique visitors a day to theinsideoutsideguys.com.
That website.
Who would have thunk it?
I know. How cool is that? Hey, know what? If you give somebody something of value.
There you go.
And I'm not trying to.
It's okay. Toot away.
Ourselves on the back.
Toot
here,
away. But, toot your own horn. It's okay.
But truly, I mean, a resource like what we are providing is rare. I do web searches, and I can't tell you how many times I am searching for a specific thing, and it gets distracted by somebody's desire digitally to sell me something.
Right.
There's an ulterior motive here.
Right.
And we make no bones about it that a lot of people on our website are paid sponsors. They want to be a part of this show, and they want to be referred, but they still have to live up to our standards.
Absolutely.
And it's a no-brainer. If you're looking for somebody to do something on your house, you can go to that website. You don't have to let us know about it. You can call that company and hire them, and we may never know that the transaction even occurred. So it's just a really good, trustworthy resource.
I'm going to keep tooting. You know what? And here's the thing.
You're going to keep tooting.
Tooting our own horn.
Oh, I thought. Never mind.
Toot, toot.
Sorry.
Where else can people go in a local market like Michigan, because and Ontario, we get a lot of. I mean, we're looking at Ontario. I see the buildings from here.
Friends, I know it.
We get a lot of emails from there. We get a lot of emails.
They're
from
frustrated
Indiana,
because they can't
Ohio.
Hire our companies and bring them over to Canada.
Yeah, there you go. So all the emails that we get, we answer every one of them personally. Where else can a homeowner go to get that? You can't go to any of the big. The internet, the housing sites that will get somebody at your door that they say is free. It's not free to them. But you can't go to them for local information like you can the Inside Outside guys. You can't go to them where they know the people that you're calling, have met the company. We've met everyone on that list. And we would not just let anyone on that list. And let's say it, Chuck. There are many people who want to be on our site that haven't cut the mustard.
Nope.
When we say no. So
ain't never going to be.
Between you and I, with over 80 years of combined housing experience, mainly here in Southeast Michigan, we have made a lot of relationships, and we know a lot of people, even it has nothing to do with this show, that we can turn to if we need help, or we can turn to if you need help.
We haven't seen it all, but we've seen a lot.
We sure have. Hey, we'll take your phone calls. If you have any questions for the next 3 hours, we'll take some with Alan Seely from Kopke Remodeling and Design, who's going to be on with us from noon to one today for our bonus hour. Hopefully you listened yesterday when we featured Rove Pest Control. They did a great job.
Those guys are fun. We ran out of time in the hour we had dedicated to Rove yesterday, didn't we?
We could have talked bugs for the next 4 hours.
Truly.
We?
They are so good and so well-informed and so passionate that the show ended, and I was frustrated because there were more things I wanted to ask them.
And they're a lot like, you know, their site is where our listeners can go when they see a bug or they have a question. You heard Rob Greer yesterday say, if you see a bug, take a picture of it. All right, here's what you do. You see something in your house, you don't know what it is, take a picture of it. Go to theinsideoutsideguys.com. go to pest control, click on it, click on Rove Pest Control, and you'll see an email there that you can send Rob an email along with a picture. And this guy's an entomologist extraordinaire. He will come back with an answer of that.
That website, entomologist at rovepc.com.
Thank you.
I was thinking, there's not a lot of us that can even spell entomologist. So, but if you get to Rove on our website, you'll be able to get that picture to them. And they are cool. They'll come back to you. JB was sitting here naming off all these different types of cockroaches based
on
identifier, specific, there's three bars behind the head and the head is locked into a downward position and all this stuff. We're going, oh my Lord, they know their stuff. That was fun.
And I tell you what, I sent it to JB yesterday. Every time they come in, I mean, we learn. You and I learn.
Oh,
they educate us when they come in. So when our listeners have a question, we can answer those questions because of the relationship we've built with Rove Pest Control. And they're a true team partner, Chuck.
They are.
Just for that reason, they partner with us. When we need their help, they're here for us. And when when they need our help, we're here for them.
I'm with you. I like that.
All right. 888-654-GUYS equals 888-654-4897. Taking any and all of your housing questions for the next 3 hours.
Hey, speaking of really good team partners, the guys that started Amnesty Air Duct Cleaning and Insulation several years ago have not stopped in their quest to provide safe, clean air in every house, in every building. They're doing a great job, aren't they?
Yeah, and you talk about, you and I are always talking about innovations, new innovations. When we first met Amnesty Air Duct Cleaning, they were just Amnesty Air Duct Cleaning. And over the years, they've become Amnesty Air Duct Cleaning and Insulation, Amnesty Air Duct Cleaning, sealing, all those things. They're a great company. If you need your clean air in your house, Amnesty Air Duct Cleaning.
888-654-4897. We'd love to hear from you. Hopefully you got a chance to read the article in the Detroit News in the Homestyle section that appeared Friday. It's on the website now, right?
It's on the website, and it's also been posted at the Inside Outside Guys Facebook page.
And you and I were just talking about Amnesty, but they came up with this great product for slab-on-grade homes. It's funny because, let's be honest, that's been a real issue. There are people that have been sick for years working in those buildings, living in those buildings.
You're right.
But nobody talked about it. It was one of those,
don't know about that. A lot of people didn't know.
Well, a lot of people didn't know and understand, but let's be honest, if you and I knew, a lot of smart people in the industry knew, because we are not up there with the smart people in the industry.
Come on.
But it's just such a great product. It's a wonderful product.
It is.
Whose time has come, and we love that. So if you haven't read that article and you either live or work in a slab-on-grade construction, we highly recommend you read.
So if you live and work on in a structure that delivers its comfort, its heating and cooling through the floor, that is a slab-on-grade construction. And you want to read this article, because if you've been having headaches and allergies, is a good chance that it's coming from those areas.
Yeah.
So check this out. And Amnesty has found a need. Not a niche, a need out there that is legitimate, and they've cured it. They've cured that need, and it's a phenomenal product.
It's exciting.
It is.
From our perspective, it's really exciting. And then yesterday, we dipped our toe, pursuant to some input from Dave Rieger, in the concept of whether or not you should buy a house or rent. And it's interesting because some good friends of mine own a lot of rentals. I mean, thousands of rentals throughout the country. And for the last 3 or 4 years, every time I talk to them, I ask them, rents up? Yep. Building everywhere we can. And a lot of the new housing start statistics are represented by multifamily apartments that are being built.
Right.
I mean, everywhere that these people can build a new apartment building, they're doing it because the demand is just so high on that side.
Right. The multifamily.
Yeah.
And that's not going to slow down no matter what these interest rates are.
I agree with you. I don't see that. You know, in the major metropolitan markets throughout the country, the data has just been consistent with regard to rents going up and going up. And it's because of the housing shortage. And now, with this false inflation, I mean, I shouldn't even have said that. It's real. I know. With this whole inflation thing and mortgage rates being raised to combat that, that's slowing the new housing starts.
Right.
And actually, builders, for the first time in several years in some markets, are actually offering small discounts on their new homes, their inventory that they've got sitting.
Right. Right.
They don't have thousands of homes sitting, but they've got some homes sitting, and that's a huge investment, and they're trying to incentivize the buyers to come and
just think,
take them.
Think about where we were a year ago.
Oh, my goodness.
And you would see, you know, a house comes up for sale, and literally there are dozens of cars out in front of that house right away. And why did that end? What? How did that stop? It wasn't anything the realtors did. It wasn't anything the homeowners did. It was something the government did. And that is unbelievably frustrating. Not just to you and I, but the people in those industries. Yeah, it always can't be like it was for realtors. I mean, the last 3 or 4 years, it was phenomenal for realtors. They were making money hand over fist. However, you and I can remember it wasn't that long ago when the word short sale was the most popular word out there, and they were doing just the opposite. So it comes and goes, but it's all caused by the government, and that's not right.
No, it's not right, and I don't see. Hopefully there'll be a slowing in the anticipated mortgage rate hikes that the Fed has predicted. Actually, there already has been, and I hope that continues, because you and I firmly believe labor's not going to go down. Cost of doing business is not going to go down. Materials may start to level off, but
not going to go down.
But they ain't going back down. Matter of fact, you found some interesting data just on lumber prices.
NAHB article, yeah.
Yeah, and we trust the National Association of Home Builders, but they've had an economist for years that tracks this stuff. And just a few years ago, we priced lumber in terms of 1,000 board feet, which is a volume measure.
Just like a barrel of oil.
Yeah, like a barrel of oil. And just a few years ago, we were paying around $110 for 1,000 board feet of lumber. Now we're paying upwards of $150 for 1,000 board feet of lumber. That's a huge increase.
That's a huge increase.
And when you actually translate that into the cost of a new home, that can be an extra $15,000, $25,000. And that's just on lumber. That's just on wood.
And once it's a new home, you've got to transfer it to a mortgage. And now the mortgage that used to be 3.22% back in January is now 5.55%, which equals hundreds of dollars on top of someone's payment. Now, that being said, you and I would still sell our house and buy a house right now, because we know that 5.55% is still a great rate. Historically.
You and I would. Yeah. You and I would in a heartbeat. Yeah, 5 point anything to this old guy.
You're right.
Is a low rate, you know, because of my, you know, history and experience in decades gone by. But the problem is today, the cost of housing has escalated so high in most metropolitan markets that extra 2.25% makes, that's the proverbial straw that breaks the camel's back.
It prices people out of houses that they wanted or needed, or, you know, many times needed. It might, you know, someone like you would take you down from a, you know, 18,000 square foot house to a 15,000 square foot house.
My yard isn't that many square feet. Yeah, but you're right. The combination of those factors has just put people in a tough position, and the rental market has benefited from that. If we're not going to buy, we're going to sit in an apartment and rent for 6 months or a year or 18 months.
Well, according to the paperwork we have here, it says that home sellers have dropped their asking price more than 15%.
I know.
In the 97 largest U.S. metropolitan areas.
I'll have to continue with that discussion. I agree with you 1,000%. Hey, listen, If you are breathing the air in your house, which I got to believe if you're living in it, you're breathing that air. Hopefully, you've had a professional like Sharon's Heating, Ventilating, and Air Conditioning come out and examine your condenser, examine your furnace, your blower motor, your coil, and make sure everything is functioning well and efficiently. This next segment of the Inside Outside Guys is brought to you by someone we trust, Sharon's HVAC. Thrilled to be with you today, 888-654-4897. We'd love to hear from you if you have any housing questions, comments, or concerns.
Which way did you come in today? What else I was thinking here today? When's the last time
from first floor up to the
We were at the Fisher Building on a Sunday.
Wow. In the words of Don McLean, long, long time ago.
I can still remember when. Yeah, you're right. It was a long time ago.
Yeah. Hey, but the good news is we have Alan Seeley from Kopke Remodeling and Design coming in to spend some time with us from 12 to 1 today. And during that time, we will also invite your calls about things that that company might do for you. So we're looking forward to that.
Yeah, we'll be taking your calls.
It was worth the drive to see Alan.
During that third hour, too, yes. I want to give a shout-out to the road workers out there. And I know it stresses a lot of people, and right now they're probably not listening because they're all working on a Sunday. But driving up 75 this morning, I had to get off at 8 Mile. You know, it's shut down, 75 shut down. But looking at the concrete, looking at the walls, look at the privacy walls they're putting in, the designs of the forms, they've got brick patterns, they've got stone patterns, and when they're done and they stain all those individual stones and brick, different shades, to me, I always like it when I go through a city I've never driven through before and I see that. I just think it says so much about our city because it looks very classy. They have done a phenomenal job, the guys doing the road work out there.
I agree with that.
Phenomenal job.
I agree with that 100%. It's funny. I think about that, you know, the areas that you've driven through that are just all nice concrete or asphalt and clean and decorative. And it's like, whoa, this is cool.
It is. And, you know, they can't win because people complain about the bad roads and then they complain about all the construction all over the place. And you got to pick your poison when it comes to that. And I just think they're doing a very, very good job.
They are. It's funny because you said that and then people complain. The person I would love to interview is the scheduler for the work.
I agree with you there.
I was talking to one of my brothers this past week about how literally he was trying to get somewhere, and every east-west road, major road,
yeah,
he needed to go one or the other of those two directions. And he kept thinking, well, if I just go north, you know, to this road, I'll be able to go west there because, you know, 96 is under construction. Oh, wait a minute, 59's under construction. And it's like, wait a minute, you got to leave places for people to actually get to where they need to go. Stagger the scheduling something.
Right.
But I agree with you. Yep, God bless the road workers. Yep.
Yeah, you know, Chuck, the thing about that is, like you always say, your good Catholic boy upbringing, just leaving plenty of time. And understand that, you know, the road workers out there and you may get turned around. So if you leave them plenty of time, you have nothing to stress about, right? You're early everywhere we go. You are always way too early. It's a good habit to get into.
Yeah. But I am more betterer.
More betterer?
Yeah, and I stress much less.
888-654-GUYS, which equals 888-654-4897. Let's talk to Peggy in Southfield. Good morning, Peggy. You're on with the guys.
Yeah, good morning, guys.
Hi.
I have quite a few big leaks in my gutters and downspouts, and I was thinking I should get them replaced or something. You have a company that you can recommend for something like that? And I think I heard you mention one time before, instead of getting to get the wider, things are better. And I don't know about getting the stuff to keep them clean and whatnot too, so maybe you can give me some information on that.
Yeah, a good company is going to tell you whether or not a 6-inch gutter is going to be better than a 5 or less than that for you.
Okay.
Based on your house. Some companies are going to lie to you and just sell you the most expensive thing they got. The gutter protection. Not every house needs it. My house doesn't. We have literally nothing overhanging.
My house doesn't either.
My gutters.
Yep.
That's ever going to plug them up. Never has in 22 years. So it's a question of whether or not, you know, you require a good gutter protection, but we do have a couple really good companies, don't we?
Yeah, Atlas Home Improvement.
Okay, and they're pretty honest about telling me about that part of it, too?
Oh, absolutely.
Uh-huh.
I mean,
okay.
If you need new gutters...
I'm 87, and they can tell me just about anything, and I just want to make sure that...
You mentioned
something
us.
I can depend on.
They know that we sent you. I promise you, they're going to be honest and ethical, and they're going to tell you the truth, and then, of course, you can make your own judgment as to what you want to do with that.
Uh-huh.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Peggy, do you have a pen handy?
I sure do.
Okay, so Atlas Home Improvement.
Okay.
877-857-0864.
Would you give me that one more time?
877-857-0864.
0864, okay. So that would be a good one for me.
That yes, really ma'am. Would. Yeah, you can trust them. They're going to give you some valid input.
Do you recommend that any? I know you said something about you didn't like the ones that had that would had the little holes or something.
The filters. We like the gutter protection that Atlas sells. If you need gutter protection.
That's the overhang ones, is that it?
It is, and not only that, but the way that they secure and fasten their gutter to your home is a game changer in that industry.
One's right, one's wrong.
Yeah,
I mean, the one that you're talking about, we've seen them on their commercials put screws right into the fascia, right into it, and yeah.
Yeah. So literally the way that they're fastened to the house makes a difference on the performance over time and what it does to your house. And feel free to ask them about that as well. They use a track system.
Because I think I really need to. There are two places where it's really leaking like crazy, you know, like a hole in the thing. And every time it rains, everything around it is soaking.
Yeah. Oh, darn.
So I probably would need it for the whole house, I would think.
Well, it's not a bad idea, and you're not going to find a company that's going to come out and just take off one piece and put another one on unless it's a handyman type service. So at least, you know, talk to Atlas, get an idea of what's involved, and then you can make your decision, you know, moving forward. They might tell you that if you just have somebody come out there and re-caulk all the seams, that your system will function perfectly. And they'll be honest with you.
Okay.
They'll tell you that.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. So I can I give you that number again, 877-857-0964.
0864.
0864.
857-0864.
Yep.
Got it.
Okay,
thanks a lot.
Peggy, stay in touch.
I appreciate you guys.
Thank you.
Thank
we
you,
appreciate
Peggy.
You. If you have any other questions, you don't hesitate to get hold of us, okay?
888-654-4897. Now, Peggy, hopefully you're still listening. When you mentioned the water overflows, a couple things going on there. Most houses have undersized gutters. And this time of year, it absolutely drives me crazy. When I see the downspouts, people do not pay attention to their downspouts, and they get plugged up. They get run over by lawnmowers on a regular basis. And anytime you see a downspout that's squished at the end, you've basically made the entire system inoperable. And that's where you're going to have that water. When we get those gully washers, those really hard, heavy rains, and the water's washing either over or behind the gutters, undersized gutters, or plug downspouts.
Exactly. And if it's flooding the gutters, it can get into your sidewalls. It may show up as a leak around a window or a door or even at the base of the wall. And you're going, where is that coming from? And it's just a gutter issue.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep. Oftentimes.
Absolutely. I think that's a great call. Great call to help educate our listeners.
It is. Yep. And I respect, I'll tell you, there's so many people today that will look you in the eye and they'll either lie to you or they just don't know any better when they're selling you a product. I do believe there's a lot of people who just don't know any better. So they're telling you the truth that they know of, even though it's not correct.
Well, you know...
Why are you grinning?
Because Derry and Bobby told us that they had hired a new salesman who sold that other product for a long time. And then when he came over and saw the product that Atlas Home Improvement had, the gutter helmet, the one that actually goes all the way over,
yeah,
he said he was ashamed of himself. He said, I didn't know this product was out here that you had. He didn't know any better.
Yeah.
So just going off of what you say, you know, he didn't know any better. And, you know, just like I said yesterday when JB Hines was here, how much you learn just by asking questions. That's where you and I are so blessed because we get to ask a lot of questions and we learn a lot when we ask those questions. Sometimes we have to write it down and repeat it to ourselves quite a bit.
I do that all the time, me and my notepads. But I have no compunction about admitting I don't know something. You know, that's the only way you're going to learn anything is by saying, hey, I don't know.
Ignorance isn't a bad thing. It just means you don't know.
Yeah. It's ignorance in the face of pride that'll kill you.
Amen to that, brother.
Yeah, 888-654-4897. So, did we answer the question about should you buy, should you rent? We'll have to leave that hanging in the air out there for you to contemplate.
Well, if you buy or if you sell, you're going to want to get your home inspected. And we have a home inspector. We have a home inspector that introduced us to a phenomenal company. Terry Russell from Blessed Assurance Home Inspections told us, Ken, I got a foundation company that told one of your listeners they didn't need her service. They were honest with her. We went after that company, and they are a great team partner who is super honest and taking care of a ton of our listeners. They have moisture in their basement, and that company is Foundation Solutions 360.
Yeah, baby.
Having fun, Chuck?
I am having fun. I'll tell you what, I love doing this show.
Me too.
Yeah. If it weren't for you.
Hopefully it shows. Oh, gee, thanks. Gee, thanks.
I mean, hey. I got coffee. I got Gatorade. We got great people behind the glass. You showed up.
I'm sorry. I'm like Schlep Rock, right? I ruin it.
We are blessed. It's funny. On the break just now, we were talking about we get so many emails, you know, and there's days we're really good at answering them quickly, and there's days when it takes 2 days, and there's every once
or
in a
three.
While one falls through the cracks, and we beat each other up and ourselves about that. But, hey, we do our best. We work hard. We care.
Yep.
And we keep trying to fulfill the obligation. So.
Yep, we're blessed to get those emails, and we appreciate those. But, you know, the more people, because here's what we say to everybody at the end of those emails. Only thing we charge is for you to spread the word about the Inside Outside Guys. And you are doing it. And thank you very much because it shows in our numbers. It's something that we can track.
I agree.
And the numbers are there, and we greatly appreciate how much you people enjoy the show.
If people were lying to us, we'd know.
Would you stop cutting me off? What you have to say is not more important than what I have to say.
I wanted you to feel like
you were home.
Three
or four times today. You're like my wife. If I did that to you, Chuck.
I wanted to feel like you were home.
Okay, you did it.
All right, unlike your bride, I'm going to apologize.
888-654-GUYS.
I know. We both go home and it's like,
can't.
What are you doing?
Luckily, our brides don't listen to the show, right?
I got better things to do.
You're right. Hey, we get emails a lot about crawl space and smells around the house. And when you get a chance, take a look at your crawl space. You may think that there's no room for anybody to get under that crawl space. And you may be right. But chances are, one of our team partners, Terry Russell from Blessed Assurance Home Inspections, he has what's called a crawl space bot. And he can get down in those crawl space with that robot, just like a drone can get above your house. And he can go down there and look what you have down there. And just like when we have Amnesty Air Duct Cleaning, I mentioned when we first met Amnesty Air Duct Cleaning, one thing that drew us to their booth at the home show was all the crazy stuff they found in those air ducts. Same thing with Terry with this bot. He can show you some crazy pictures of stuff he has found in crawl spaces with this robot. And Terry can tell you, whether your crawl space can be encapsulated or not. There's not a crawl space, there's not a living space that has an area below it that has dirt that should not be encapsulated. You agree with that, Chuck?
100%.
Yeah.
Yeah, we, decades ago, many decades ago, you know, we / the housing industry didn't get it, didn't understand the dynamics of what can happen, you know, to the living space above a crawl. And quite honestly, we didn't care. I mean, even some of the old Michigan basements. The old Michigan basements had dirt floors.
You're right. Good point.
They were stone and rock. And we've talked in the past where, I mean, I've been in a lot of old houses that had been updated but still had a trap door that took them to the basement below, which was that dirt floor Michigan basement. And it had been used as a cellar to store canned goods. So you could access them during the winter.
Used to store meats down there.
Yeah, you didn't have to, you know, walk outside in the snow in January to go to, you know, it was right under your house, that storage, if you will.
And people are still proud of that storage. If someone has a Michigan basement, they love to show it off.
Oh, we put our daughter into a old house that had been converted to a duplex in Grand Rapids here 3-4 weeks ago, our middle child. And it's got the old Michigan basement, but they did pour a slurry of concrete on the floor down there.
Okay.
And I loved it, man. I went down there 3 times. I took her down and just kind of showed her different things. And I wanted her to be aware of that space. You know, they're very functional.
They are.
If you're aware of them. But.
But.
They can contaminate the air in the house above.
You know what? And you said, and it's not that you didn't care. Back then, if you builders knew what you were doing, you wouldn't want to do that. So if you have a Michigan basement or you have a crawl space, it's not that hard to make that air better in your house, especially even a Michigan basement. I would think that's something a lot of homeowners can do with the right materials.
I mean, just making sure that you cut down the amount of moisture coming up through the ground or through the walls is huge.
Right, right. Plastic.
Yeah, that by itself. If you went down there and did nothing but just, you know, put plastic on the floor and walls, black plastic, 6 mil plastic, and caulk the seams, you know, where one piece of it met another, you'd accomplish a huge step toward healthier air in the house above.
Yeah. And you know, people will notice it. Anyone that has headaches or sinus issues, we've had homeowners tell us once they've had their crawl space encapsulated, those issues went away. Because this bot I was talking about that Terry Russell from Blessed Assurance Home Inspection has, it can not just look at the ground underneath, but it can point up to the top and look at the underside of the flooring. And many times that has mold and mildew on it. And I put a post on a couple weeks ago, Chuck, about a brick paver, and you pulled a piece of moss back and you saw that it literally ate a piece of the concrete, and you could see where it came. This moss ate the concrete.
Yeah.
So if it's eating the concrete where half the day the sun is on it, how does moss in a crawl space that gets no sun, tons of moisture, tons of food, not prematurely deteriorate those floorboards and those joists?
Well, it'll literally consume, you know, the organics will consume any cellulose-based product, which, of course, all wood is.
Right.
So that's a huge issue, and we want to just put people on notice. If you've got concerns about that, we've got people that can come in and professionally do that. It'll add value to your home. The air will be healthier. You know, the quality of living will be better. Even the heating, ventilating, and air conditioning. You will gain efficiencies with an encapsulated crawl space in your heating and cooling in your house. And people don't even think about that. But everybody thinks heat goes up. And you and I keep telling people heat goes in all directions. So if the most convenient cold place for heat to go in your house is through the floor and out the sidewall of your crawl, that's where it's going.
Oh, you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. It's definitely something that people need to think about. If you have any kind of a dirt in your house, you want to look at getting it encapsulated. You go to the InsideOutsideGuys.com, go to basements and foundations, and we have quite a few companies in there that can help people breathe healthy. And I mean, we talked, there's a lot of different ways to do it, but that's one of the ways to make the air better in your house.
Absolutely.
888-654-GUYS equals 888-654-4897. Let's go to the phones, Chuck. Let's talk to Cammy in Oakland Township. Good morning, Cammy. You're on with the Inside Outside Guys on WJR.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. I've been listening to you since you've been on.
Cammy?
Okay, are you ready for my question?
Yeah, here's what we're probably going to have to do. Just let you know, we're probably going to have to take your question, then go to our break. We'll answer when we get back, but go ahead.
Okay. We want to get our garage floor coated with epoxy. It's a 1,000-square-foot garage. We got four estimates. Three were in the $3,000 to $4,000 range. The fourth one was almost $13,000. The $13,000 guy does something that the other ones don't. He says that there is air and water under the cement and that you have to seal it with this coating of a sealant. He says, otherwise, when you do the other steps, it's going to peel. And I just want to know, he even had a meter and he measured the
He had a moisture meter. I hate to cut you off, but we got to go to break. It's a great question. We will get to you as soon as we get back from break. In the meantime, Chuck.
Yeah.
Do we got time?
Well, we do to do a little discussion. Yeah, we're out in a minute and a half.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought I heard the music. That's there my fault. I thought there it is. Hey, live radio. Welcome to live radio. Performance Remodeling is a company you hear all week long right here on the WJR airwaves. If you're thinking about new windows, new roofing, new siding, you definitely want to consider a great team partner, the Inside Outside Guys, Performance Remodeling. Good morning. Welcome back to the Inside Outside Guys. You got us. You have us for another. God, my wife hates when I say that word. You have us for another 2 hours from noon to one. We're going to have Mr. Alan Celian, who is the, as my partner would say, chief cook and bottle washer for Kopke Remodeling and Design. So if you're thinking about remodeling your kitchen or bathroom anytime soon, you're going to want to stick around for that between noon and one. Right now, we're speaking with Cammy from Oakland Township, who's got some very varying pricing and some flooring she's going to put in her garage. Now, Cammy, you say the word epoxy. Is this an epoxy? Are people actually quoting you for epoxy, or are they quoting you for a polyurea formed?
That's a good question. It's just a concrete coating, the kind that has the chips of color in it.
Yes, yes. Did you get any of these people from the InsideOutsideGuys.com?
No.
Okay, well, there's your first mistake, because we have three very good ones on there that you should call out. The difference in price, Chuck, can you anywhere in your mind justify that difference in price?
No.
Me neither.
We could tear out and replace her garage floor for $13,000 if she's only got 1,000 square feet there.
Hey, here's my number.
Exactly. Yeah.
Well, my question is the most expensive quote, which was three times any other quote, said that we need a moisture mitigation primer coat. No one else of the other three quotes were doing that. And the fellow had a meter, and he put the meter on the floor, and he said our number was a 4. And he said, that's the level of moisture. And he said, now, if you lived in Arizona, you'd have a 2, and I wouldn't tell you to do this. But he showed a sound slide presentation, and he said that there's water and air in the cement, and that this moisture mitigation primer, quote, goes down into that like veins and seals it. And according to the fellow, if you don't do that, the floor is going to peel or it's going to come off on your tires.
We understand what he's saying. That's a moisture meter that every one of these guys should have.
Exactly.
But every one of our team partners, they put down that coat that you're talking about before they grind the floor.
They do.
And then they put down that coat. Yeah, they have to. It's just part of the process. So honestly, I can't justify spending that kind of money. The team partners that we have do not do epoxy. They do a polyurea, and it is 4 times stronger than epoxy, and they put a 15-year warranty behind it. So if they're willing
it
to put...
It could be polyurea. I mean, I might be calling...
Well, it better be for that price. Yeah. It better be on steroids for that
price. Poly aspartic.
There you go.
Yeah, and again, every one of them is going to check the moisture. No good company is going to come in there and put it on a floor without knowing what the moisture reading is on that kind
really?
Of thing.
Because these, the other three did not check the moisture.
Well, again, here's our suggestion. We trust the three people that do these coatings that we have on our website. Comer and Cross, TruTech, Motor City Floors and Coatings. Their warranty is legitimate. If they put that floor down, they'll promise you in writing that any issues you have with it, they're going to come in and fix and repair and make as good as new. I mean, it doesn't get any better than that. That's why we recommend them.
And we know them.
So
we
know them.
We know them all. We've met them all. Okay. We sat with them all.
So who are they again? Motor City Floors and Coatings.
Yep.
Comer and Cross. Comer and Cross Floor Coatings. And TruTech Floor Coatings. Now, if you go to the InsideOutsideGuys.com, you can find them all there. All their phone numbers and contact information.
Okay. That reading of 4, is that high?
Well, no, it's not high, but here's one thing those guys from the outside might have taken. If I walk up to your house and I'm thinking about doing this, first thing I'm going to look at is your garage and how it's set. If it's set higher and you got like hills next to it and grass and the water's flowing away, I'm not going to worry about that because I know it's not the water's not sitting there. Now, if it's lower and I see that grass level with your concrete floor, then I'm going to take a look at it, maybe hit that moisture meter. And I'd like to know, we don't have anyone to call us, any of our team partners are listening in that industry, what would they do different, if anything, if there is more moisture in the floor? I don't think they'd do anything, Chuck. That's why they could put that.
Well, in some cases, they might refuse to put it down. I mean,
there you go.
If you had a floor that was just saturated all the time, they literally would tell you.
Well, ours is very dry because it, even though it's a 25-year-old floor, it's only had a car go in and out it for the last 2 years because it was with collector cars.
Gotcha.
Just sit there. Half of it's still that way. Well, 3/4 of it's still that way. There are 2 small cracks, but they're near where the garage door is, like where from snow buildup.
Sure.
I think it's a pretty dry floor, and the driveway is pretty long on a slant. So I don't think there's a moisture issue. But do you know what that number 4 means?
Well, that's the amount of moisture in your floor. Okay, but what you're telling us, if your driveway's on a slant running away from your house, that tells us your house is built up pretty high. And that, yeah.
It is.
Yeah, seriously.
We were hit by lightning twice.
Yeah, bottom line, I wouldn't let that number make a decision. And Chuck, I'm not going to go with that bid. That's just way out of line with the other ones. I would give our people a call. I think you're going to be very happy with what they have to tell you.
I do too.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
And you can
appreciate
trust
it.
What they'll tell you.
Absolutely. Hey, we get back from break. We're going to talk to Mike from Pinckney and take your phone calls at 888-654-GUYS, which equals 888-654-4897.
Hey, if you're looking to keep mom and dad in their house throughout the balance of their life and do it safely, we've got a company that you should be partnering to make sure that house works for mom and dad and still maintains its value.
Absolutely. And when you give them a call, do me a favor and tell Denise, her brother Ken, said hi. We're talking about Barrier Free Plus.
Welcome back, everybody. We appreciate you being with us. I want to remind you that actually for the balance of the show, right through 1 o'clock, we're going to be taking your calls, 888-654-4897. From 12 to 1, we're going to have Alan Seeley from Kottke Remodeling and Design with us, which will be fun.
Very passionate man about what he does for a living.
Yeah, and he knows what he's talking about.
Yes, he does. Yeah. Yes, he does. Let's go to the phones. Give us a call. They are open. Phone lines are open. 888-654-GUYS, which equals 888-654-4897. Let's start off with Mike in Pinckney. Good morning, Mike. You're on with the Inside Outside Guys on WJR.
Well, hello there. Hello,
sir. Hey, I'm listening to your other caller about having a garage floor coated. I'm actually having mine done on Friday by Motor City Coatings, and my floor is just under 1,000 feet, and they quoted me about $7,000 just to give her an idea of the price.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Right. We appreciate you calling.
And thank you.
We trust them. They're a good company. Who came out and gave you the bid? Do you remember his name?
No, her name, I don't remember her first name, but her last name was Trombley.
Okay. All right.
Sales rep.
It's funny because that market has gotten dirty like a lot of others. We had a situation where this happened with a good friend of mine. Motor City came out, gave a good price to do his garage, and he had another company come out, and this other company said, well, if you had Motor City come out, they don't grind the floor before they put their coating down. And they do.
You knew that was a lie.
I knew it was a lie.
Yeah.
Any other company, I might have had to look it up, but I knew it was a lie. It's like, oh my gosh. So
yeah, the worst part about this for me is emptying out 32 years worth of storage.
I
literally filled up 3 U-Haul storage containers, and I still got all my heavy stuff in there. I got to roll out the day of.
Well, that's good to hear. Makes me feel better about myself.
Oh, my gosh. So you say that U-Haul containers, you mean like the pods, same size thing?
They're a little bit smaller than a pod. They're less expensive.
Sure.
They're a little bit smaller, but $70 a pod versus $500, for one.
Big difference. Do you remember if the people that came out to bid your floor did a moisture reading?
Yes, she did. She went around and did moisture reading. Yeah. I don't remember what that number was.
Okay.
Well, it was obviously no concern to her. She didn't bring it up then. So there it is. Well, we appreciate your call, Mike. That's very cool of you.
Now, one other thing, too. I had Amstee come out and do the aero sealing on our ducts.
Yes.
Last spring.
Yes.
I was amazed. They did a test prior and after, and they read 356 CFM in the beginning, and then got it down to 26 when they were finished. But what amazed me is when they were doing the aero seal, it was still cold out, so the windows were closed, and you could see a little fog in the air. I got like 8 smoke detectors in my house, and they were all going off. So I knew that stuff was getting through.
Oh, it was working. Now, how have you noticed the difference in your home?
I have. What I've noticed is the furnace is not cycling as much anymore.
Love it. Love it.
You're comfortable.
And none of that energy is getting wasted. None of it is heating the inside of your frame of your house. That is just you guys. That is very cool. Great technology.
Yeah, he came through, took pictures, and showed me light getting through, the seams of the ductwork and everything.
Very cool. Very cool.
So yeah, worked out good.
We appreciate you trusting us and trusting our team partners very much, sir. Thank you for your call. Let's talk to Chuck in Roseville. Good morning, Chuck. You're on with the guys.
Good morning, guys. My question is I'd like to find out a company that'll come in and put some vinyl floor down for me. I'm looking for a company that'll be able to rip out the old carpet and that, because I'm going to be 80 and I can't do it. My wife has MS and she's bedridden, and I can get her up, though I have a hoist to move her like into the front room in a wheelchair, but I can take everything out of there except for the hospital bed that's in there. And I was told that they can move that from one end to half, and then lift it and put it on the other half and stuff like that. And you guys, I had walk-in shower, and you guys recommended Atlas. They did a beautiful job. Beautiful.
That's great to hear.
We love that.
Hey, when the guys show up, whoever shows up to do that flooring, hand them each a $20 bill when they get there. Pre-tip them.
Yeah.
I'm a big believer.
Go. Me too.
Pre-tip. Something like that means so much to people who don't feel appreciated on a day-to-day basis, and it's usually the lowest person on the totem pole.
And it'll always make them work a little bit harder for you.
Yeah. Yep.
Right. I understand that. But I see these ads on TV, some of these outfits, you know, one day. I mean, you know, it's just, I'm kind of leery on some of these outfits. I'm not saying there's nothing. I don't know of anybody that has had them. But I just wonder. But I need somebody that will take the carpet out. Okay. Where I don't have to do it.
We have a phone number for you, and they're not that far from you. Do you have a pen handy?
Sure do.
Want you to contact Ultra Floors.
Okay.
Okay, and they're over in Clinton Township?
Oh, yeah.
And the phone number is 586-228-1609.
1609.
And... just tell them the Inside Outside guy sent you. We've sent them to a lot of our listeners to them over the years, and they've made them very happy. They're a family, they're a family-owned business.
Reputable, and, you know, work kind of with me, you know, because it's a little, it's not like, you know, if my wife was fine or something, it'd be no big deal. But
right.
I got to make, you know, arrangements and stuff like that for her.
Absolutely.
But,
right. Hey, okay. That's your home. You know?
Right.
You should expect people to come in and respect it and do good work. There's nothing wrong with that, having that expectation.
Well, thank you very much. And like I say, I had Atlas, and they did a beautiful job for me.
God bless you.
And the guys were just as nice and polite, and they did it, you know, 2 days they were done. And that's cutting, gutting it out and taking the tub out and the whole 9 yards. I was in there taking a shower the third day.
I love
awesome.
It.
That's awesome. Thank you very much,
okay.
Chuck. We greatly
thank
appreciate you.
You
letting us know. And thank you, sir. Just for people know out there, you send us this on a regular basis when you use our team partners. And I'm going to tell you, 99 out of 100 are 100% positive. And we greatly appreciate the one that may not be. And we really appreciate the 99 that are, just that you take the time to give us feedback about our team partners. And we're having fun. I mean, there's nothing like it, Chuck. I really enjoy how much our team partners are taking care of our listeners out
there.
Yeah,
and when you find somebody that we're not aware of and tell us about them, we appreciate that too. We'll get people that'll say, hey, I use such and such a company that Ken and I are totally unfamiliar with, and you'll describe a fantastic experience. It's like, we want to hear that as well. Because to be honest with you, we're always looking for more companies. This market is so busy. Our people have so much demand. It's crazy, quite honestly.
You are 100% right. And speaking of concrete floor coatings.
Yeah.
You heard us say and talk about it just a few minutes ago. One of our premier partners on the Inside Outside, guys, is Comer and Cross Concrete Floor Coatings. They'll do exactly what we just talked about. They'll come in, they'll grind down your floor, whether it's your basement floor, whether it's your garage floor, whether it's your patio. You want a beautiful new look, keeping the concrete and not all the dust, give Comer and Cross Concrete Coatings a call.
Remember, the phone lines are open not only for the next half hour, but also into the 12 to 1 o'clock hour when Alan Seeley from Kopke Remodeling and Design gets here. So we'd love to hear from you.
888-654-GUYS equals 888-654-4897.
You know, Cammy had asked us a question that we didn't answer.
I like that name. That's a cool name.
What's that?
I like the name.
She had those multiple bids on her garage floor, and one of them was just way higher than the rest of them. But long story short, she said that person, that company, had come up with a 0.4 reading on her moisture content.
Right.
And she said, what does that mean? And then we got kind of sidetracked into other things. It's 4%. It means there's a 4% moisture reading. And what's important to understand, these companies, again, we've been with, you know, Motor City Floors and Coatings and these other companies that we recommend, TruTech. They are going to read that moisture not only the day they bid the job, but the day they're getting ready to do the job. And moisture content in the concrete will be tied to relative humidity in the air. So there's actually a corollary between the two, and you have to understand what it means on a given day. Obviously, you'll have higher humidity middle of August than you might in January.
Right. Right.
So,
right.
be aware of that, and a good company will not put their coating down if there's too much water in the soil, in the concrete. They're not going to do it because it'll delaminate from below.
Yes. Well, what they'll probably do is find a way to dry it out first, and that may mean
hopefully
just bringing some big fans in and letting it.
They may tell you to get good gutter system on your house and regrade around the garage. You know?
Right. Yeah, good point. Good point. 888-654-4897. Let's talk to Kathy and Troy. Good morning, Kathy. You're on with the Inside Outside Guys on WJR.
Good morning. My name is Kathy. I have a problem with our driveway. It's asphalt. It was resealed 2 years ago. We have two large cracks that go across the whole driveway. They seem to want to just put sand in it and then put the rubber stuff over it and then seal over that. Well, after 2 years, it's sort of the rubber has sunk. We just wonder, is there something we should do differently to fill those cracks before we have it sealed?
I don't like the sand, especially in an asphalt product. I'd rather see a backer rod down there.
Backer rod or a fine stone. I agree with you. The sandals.
Sand's going to wash away like an hourglass.
Yeah.
Now, when they put that rubber on top of that crack, is it a hot rubber? Is it a hot tar rubber?
Yes. Oh.
Okay, so a backer rod's not going to work.
Yeah.
Backer rod's going to, yeah. So I'd like to see a stone or a pea pebble, something like that.
Yeah, there's a lot of different things you can do. Usually, you know, that cracking is a result of base issues, but if the crack hasn't gotten worse, it just has the issue you described. Then, yeah, I agree with Ken. Just make sure that there's a material in that gap, in that crack, that's not going to wash out from the rain, and then the tar is put over that. Shouldn't be an issue if they do that properly.
Okay, so we should, you know, and then obviously they've said already that they'd fill it with sand again and that they'd put the rubber on top. So you suggest maybe we go and get some kind of stone or peat?
Pea gravel is what you can buy 50-pound bags of pea gravel at any big box store.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, that sounds great.
Something
thank you
like
very
that.
Much.
You're very welcome, Kathy. Have a great day. All right, let's go to Debbie in Flushing. Good morning, Debbie. You're on with the guys.
Good morning. How are you?
Very well. How can we help you, ma'am?
I have a persistent odor in my toilets. It's not from last week. It's usually worse when the weather is humid, but it's not exclusive to that. I did have a plumber come and look at top and that, and he did a cursory look. I don't know. Said he couldn't see anything wrong. It started out in one bathroom on the main level, and I can now smell it in the other bathrooms. It's kind of a sick, sweet smell.
Hmm.
Any ideas?
Did when the plumber come out, did he look at your stack, your drain waste vent at all?
Is that what's on the roof?
Yes.
Well, he did go up there. You know, okay. and he said it looked fine.
Okay.
Do the toilets function well?
Yes. No problems. No problems, but.
But it's not a sewer smell.
Get rid of it.
It's
not a sewer smell. It's just a kind of just a sick, like I said, a sweet almost odor. Flow drains in the sink. Can't really smell anything there. I mean, this has been pretty persistent. I mean, it's been more than a year.
Yeah, and the fact that it's manifesting in another toilet in the house is almost weird, because the only, you know, unless it's something you're putting in the tank or in the bowl or something that's growing in the tank or the bowl, you know, the only real alternative is that sewer gas would be coming up around the base of the toilet. Maybe the wax ring had gotten old or the toilet is not properly seated. But then you say, well, we're getting it in another toilet in another bathroom.
They're all original toilet. It's 30 years old. And there was somebody that suggested that the wax seals might be gone. I didn't know whether that to pursue that or whether you had any other ideas on what to pursue.
Well, if that's the case, again, what you should be getting is a sewer smell or a smell of rotting wood because the subfloor under the toilet, you know, is being exposed to moisture uh-huh. long term and rotting uh-huh. out. The smell you described makes no sense.
Yeah, it doesn't. It doesn't. You know, and I can, you know, use multiple products, you know, around the base of the toilet, in the grout, and inside the toilet, and I clean the inside of the tanks,
sure.
you know, as recommended. And as I said, it is almost always work when it's humid or hot.
Yeah.
But not exclusively.
Okay. And again, if it's coming from the toilet, then really, again, it's either the water itself, something in the bowl, mm-hmm. something in the tank, or it's coming up from the sewer line, which doesn't make sense if it smells sweet, because never heard that it described as sweet.
Yeah. So I don't need to check the vent on the roof again. I mean, I don't know what he did.
Not if the toilet's functioning well.
Well, and she hasn't heard any kind of bubbling or gurgling from it at all.
Exactly. It's functioning well, so it should not be a drain waste vent issue. But the smell has to originate from somewhere, and the only choice you really give us is from the sewer line itself, you know, where the toilet sits down on the floor. It just doesn't make any. Go ahead.
If we assume that it is the sewer smell from, you know, where the toilet sits on the floor, then, you know, my next step would possibly be to replace those wax seals and see what happens.
Yeah, you could have a plumber come in and reseat the toilets, and they'll do it with a new wax ring. For somebody that knows what they're doing, it's a pretty quick procedure to shut the water off, flush the toilet, let it drain. Undo two nuts, lift the toilet off, peel off the old wax ring, put a new one on, reseat the toilet, and reverse the procedure.
It's
fairly quick and easy from that
I guess I have nothing to lose because, you know, it's embarrassing. You know, you clean it, and you have company, and it's like, all right, I don't know what that is.
Yeah. Yeah. And if you're sure it's coming, it's not something in the floor itself, right? The flooring itself by the toilet?
It doesn't seem to be.
Do you have any small children or older people that are living with you and using those bathrooms?
I have grandkids that visit, and we scrub and clean. We've used the shaving cream on the outside and, you know, the other products, you know, in the grout, and it doesn't look discolored.
Okay. I didn't mean to insult you in any way, shape, or form, but either small children or older people will sometimes urinate on the floor and they don't even know it.
They miss.
And that can create an odor. Yeah.
Yeah, I've been there and done that. I mean, I've thought of all that too. And
okay.
Scrubbed and scrubbed and scrubbed.
Ken told me to ask you that. That was his idea.
Stop it. I did not.
Okay. Well, I just thought it couldn't hurt to pick your brain and see if you had any other ideas.
No, there's not much brain here, but we appreciate you picking what's there. And hopefully having those toilets reseated will solve that problem for you.
All right.
Stay in touch with us, would you please, Debbie?
I will.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
God bless you.
Thank you very much. 888-654-GUYS equals 888-654-4897. We have another segment of the Inside Outside Guys regular show coming up after this next break. But then from noon to one, we're going to be speaking to Mr. Alan Seely, who is the owner of Kopke Remodeling and Design. And they've got a beautiful showroom on Van Dyke Road on the east side of the road between 16 and 17 Mile Road. And a lot of people need to stop by there, take a look at that showroom, and get some great ideas.
I think you're going to enjoy listening to Alan because his whole thing is to create a budget and protect your budget and create a great experience for you at the same time. But he's got kind of a unique perspective you're going to want to hear.
That'll be coming up at the top of the hour. In the meantime, if you're in the state of Michigan, if you're in the entire state of Michigan, If you can hear my voice and you have basement problems or foundation problems, we've got a great company that can help you no matter where you are in the state of Michigan. Solving any and all of your basement and foundation needs is Foundation Systems of Michigan. 888-654 guys equals 888-654-4897. We're going to go to the phones and talk to Loretta about someplace Chuck's mind usually is. Good morning, Loretta. You're on with the guys. You want to talk about gutters?
Good morning. I was calling about, I had Atlas. Hello?
Yes, ma'am.
I had Atlas was out to my house on Thursday, and I was wanted to get the gutter helmet, and they gave me the estimates and everything, and I didn't know for sure about the gutters, but what I wanted to know is I was told that to get gutters and the helmet all replaced, and I think that I don't need all my gutters to be done. Now, what thoughts do you have? What can you tell me about that?
Well, how much of
the
gutters?
All the gutters.
Give us a percentage of what you think.
Because they're real old, but I thought they were, you know, pretty good the way they look. They said some was coming away from.
Well, again, we trust Atlas Home Improvement. And give us, you said you don't think all your gutters need to be replaced. What percentage of your gutters do you believe need to be replaced?
But they said that they needed to, final, it came out that they needed to replace all the gutters.
No, I understand that, ma'am. And one of the reasons they're going to do that is because if your gutters have been there 20, 25 years, they're going to get up there, they're going to take a look, and they can tell whether they're pulling away a couple inches from the house or a quarter inch away from the house. And we trust Atlas Home Improvement. And if they're going to come out, it's like a volume discount. If they're going to come out and do two sides, it's going to cost you less per square lineal foot while the crews are there, and you'll never, ever have to worry about your gutters again.
Well, is it necessary to do?
If they say it is, I'm going to trust that. I'm not looking at your gutters. Chuck's not looking at your gutters, but we trust them. If they say that you need new gutters, we've had emails from customers that have called Atlas Home Improvement, and they told them they didn't need their services. So, you know, we trust what they say.
Okay. Now, what about the gutter helmets?
Do you have a lot of trees around your house? Are you always having to clean your gutters?
Yes.
Then we definitely recommend gutter helmet. If you have a lot of trees in the, like Chuck and I, we don't need it. We don't have any leaves that go in our gutters. Many people do. And it makes it so you don't have to clean your gutters anymore. Bottom line, it's an issue that will leave more time for other things. It'll be less dangerous maintenance that you have to do or bring other people onto your property to do.
Oh, okay. Now, they did say that I mentioned to them what you said about the 6 inches.
Yes.
Of the, what is that you said? And they said, no, I only need 5.
Okay. Well, you know what? That kind of proof in the pudding right there, because they would make more money if they sold you the larger gutter. And they're telling you don't need the larger gutter.
Mm-hmm.
So that's...
Oh, okay.
Makes sense?
Yeah, that makes sense. It just said it didn't seem like it didn't make sense to replace all the gutters if it's okay, you know.
Yeah,
but
it could just
so
be
old,
more expensive and a bigger issue for you if they try to tie into an old gutter system or a couple old pieces of it. I guarantee if they gave you that advice, it's good advice.
Oh, don't try to keep the older gutters.
Or pieces of it. You don't want to mix and match, that's for sure.
Thank you for the call, Loretta. We greatly appreciate you calling up. But once again, we trust that company. And, you know, here's the thing Chuck and I always say about our team partners. There's not one of our team partners that is on that site that we would not let come into our own house. And we have let come into our own houses.
Yeah.
So want people to stick around. We had the Inside Outside guys for the next hour. Between noon and one, we're going to have Alan Seeley. And that hour is going to be sponsored by Kopke Remodeling and Design. And Chuck, we need to make sure people understand design services are such an important part of the process, which so many people trying to save money skip. And that's like the one thing you cannot skip.
You can't.
They just replace what's there.
What's that?
They just remove and replace what's there. They don't take the time to do a design.
If a builder showed up to start building your house and he did not have blueprints, you are well within your rights to say, where are the plans? Where are the designs for this house? And if he or she said, oh, I just do it off the top of my head, then you should run as fast as you can. You should kick them off your building site. Kopke knows that you can't create a budget, much less great work and great finished product, unless you first have a plan and a design that you can share with everybody that's going to be involved in it.
Absolutely.
And what, that's what we love about them. Sorry.
Well, I'll tell you another thing that we like about them. You love, I like, okay, is no matter what your size your project is, if you're just looking to put a facelift on your existing cabinetry, new countertops, or you're just looking to remodel your entire kitchen, Kopke Remodeling Design can help you with that. And they have a product which we'll talk, or I don't know what to call it, product, but a software program that we'll talk about with Alan that can show you exactly what your kitchen is going to look like. Once they design it, they'll show you what your kitchen is going to look like before they even touch it, before they even put a hammer or a crowbar to it. You have a great idea of exactly what it's going to look like when it's finished.
It's a great. Yep, so we want you to stay tuned.
Great technology.
Absolutely.
Yep.
I want to remind everybody also that during the week, InsideOutsideGuys.com, if you've got a question, comment, concern, or we get a lot of people asking on behalf of their own children, their own mom and dad, their neighbor
who
isn't aware of us.
Yeah.
And we welcome those questions. We'll answer them just like it's your issue. Put you in a position to go out and be the expert. But hopefully, again, based on what Ken said earlier, you're sharing, you know, the resource here. The guys are available to anybody that lives in a house, which is most people.
Yeah. This is a machine that Chuck and I have built over the year, a well-oiled machine, and we work with our team partners, and many of our team partners have come up with ideas and designs, an idea like financing. So many of our team partners offer financing, low interest financing, zero interest financing that can make them get to your house and do your job where there wasn't, you know, you may not have the money up front. Also, if you go to the InsideOutsideGuys.com and you go to our special offers page, you can find a lot of, for lack of a better word, coupons or discounts for our team partners. Once you've gotten a bid from them, go in there and grab that coupon and present it to them.
If the work needs done now, we just spoke with Tim Porcasse here from Pro Home Improvement this past week, and he made the point that prices aren't going down. He's still getting these letters from manufacturers about price increases. Now, they're not coming twice a month like they were 2 years ago, but they're coming every couple months. And he makes a great point that if you need a new roof or you need new siding this year, it will not be cheaper next year. There's nothing that can happen that'll make it cheaper next year. I can't conceive.
What you just said, there's nothing that can happen that's going to make it cheaper next year. And that is just the truth. So if you've been waiting on any of these things till you think time will make it get less expensive, it's not going to happen.
No. And a lot of people, you know, maybe you need to save some money. That's good. But the zero interest financing, you know, that's available from so many companies is a no-brainer. If you need it done today and you don't have to essentially pay for it for 12 months or 18 months, that's free money. You're using their product free for that year, year and a half that zero interest financing exists. So believe me, all these companies are busier than they really need to be right now, but what you need is the most important thing out there, right?
Yes, and what a lot of people out there are thinking to myself is, okay, I want to do this project, but not this year. If you contact a lot of our team partners and you let them know that, they can give you upfront pricing. They may be able to give you pricing this year's prices, lock you into the contract, and you'll be first on the schedule once when springtime comes.
That's huge. It is. If they can lock in, you know, again, we were talking to Tim about this at Pro Home. You know, he's locked a lot of people into contracts where he wasn't going to do their job for 5 months. And meanwhile, he got two price increases, you know, and he did not pass those on to the buyers.
Right, right. Hey, stick around for another hour. The Inside Outside guys featuring Kopke Remodeling and Design. Chuck, you were talking about financing. We have a masonry and concrete company that can help you finance your new project. If you had that driveway, that ugly patio you've been looking at all these years, and you know you need a new one, you want to call Brickworks Property Restoration. For all your brick and concrete needs, call 877-MASONRY.